Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting second. The shortstop, Ray Boone. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Jim Fridley. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Harry Simpson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Heaton. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Feller. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Bob Feller. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting third. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Vern Stevens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Ken Wood. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting eighth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. And now, play ball. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone takes first base on ball four. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Goodman. The throw from Heaton and he is safe. Goodman steals second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Doby. Stevens reaches second base with a double. DiMaggio scores. Goodman scores. Kell moves to third. It's Indians, 2, Red Sox, 2. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kell scores. One out. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a line drive into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Simpson. DiMaggio reaches second base with a double. Parnell moves to third. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Parnell scores. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 4-2, Red Sox. Sam Jones now pitching. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. DiMaggio scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 5-2, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0-for-1 in the game. Kell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Fridley. Kell reaches second base with a double. Goodman scores. It's 6-2, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Evers hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 8-2, Red Sox. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-1 in the game. Wood takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Gurnett moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilbur hits a pop-up towards short. Boone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Berardino pinch hits for Sam Jones. Johnny Berardino is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berardino hits a line drive towards third. Kell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Avila moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Doby reaches second base with a double. Avila scores. Boone goes all the way around to score. It's 8-4, Red Sox. Jim Fridley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fridley is 0 for 1 in the game. Fridley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Steve Gromeck now pitching. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball towards right. Simpson settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Simpson. Goodman moves to third. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman scores. Kell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers hits a line drive into left field. Fridley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0 for 1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0 for 1 in the game. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wood is called out on strikes. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 2 in the game. Wilbur strikes out. Two outs. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Indians 4. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Gromeck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gromeck takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Avila takes first base on ball 4. Gromeck moves to second. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Boone hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Boone reaches second base with a double. Gremek scores. Avila goes all the way around to score. It's 9-6, Red Sox. Dizzy Trout now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball towards right. Wood settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Wood. Boone moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 4 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio who is chasing the ball. Doby reaches third base with a triple. Boone scores. Rosen scores. It's 9-8, Red Sox. Dale Mitchell pinch hits for Jim Fridley. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter strikes out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 0-for-2 in the game. Simpson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of DiMaggio. Simpson reaches second base with a double. Doby scores. Mitchell moves to third. It's Indians, 9, Red Sox, 9. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan is walked intentionally. Steve Gremek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gremek is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gremek strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dale Mitchell now playing left field. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 11-9, Red Sox. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers takes first base on ball 4. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boone fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Boone hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. Rosen hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-3 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Doby hits a pop-up towards short. Stevens settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Indians 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett is hit by the pitch. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0-for-3 in the game. Wilbur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wilbur reaches second base with a double. Gurnett moves to third. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout strikes out. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. DiMaggio hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 4-for-4 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Goodman hits a line drive to left field. Mitchell throws towards the plate. Hegan fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hegan. Gurnett scores. Wilbur scores. Goodman moves to second. It's 13-9, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Kell hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a fly ball into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Trout fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stevens scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Vern Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Stevens strikes out. One out. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Ken Wood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wood is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Wood hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Barney McCoskey pinch hits for Steve Gramek. Barney McCoskey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoskey takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Avila hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Goodman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a double, and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Boone is called out on strikes. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-4 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 9. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mickey Harris now pitching. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Wilbur hits a fly ball into right field. Simpson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dizzy Trout is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trout is 0-for-1 in the game. Trout strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 13, and the Indians 9. The Indians will come to bat. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 3-for-4 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 6 RBIs. Doby hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Evers. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Doby moves to third. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-4 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby scores. Mitchell moves to third. One out. It's 13-10, Red Sox. Harry Simpson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simpson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Simpson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mitchell scores. Two outs. It's 13-11, Red Sox. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Reiser pinch hits for Mickey Harris. Pete Reiser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reiser hits a line drive into left field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 13, and Cleveland Indians, 11. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.